My name is Clive James. I'm 70 years old, and I've spent too much of my life in television and in Fleet Street and going on stage and not doing what I love doing best, which is writing poetry. But I've always written poetry and always will. Writing a poem will probably be the last thing I do. It was certainly one of the first things I wrote. And it's, for me, it's at the heart of everything I write. I came to Derek Walcott's poetry quite late. I first read it in the 60s, but bounced off it because I thought he was a bit dauntingly good. And then decades went by and I started to read him seriously and realized at last just what a great poet he was. And I think the recent fiasco over the Oxford poetry professorship has been a terrible pity, because it's deprived us of the chance of hearing Walcott give a series of lectures, and it's also made life very difficult for Ruth Padell, and I can see no alternative except to start again. But meanwhile, I've written a poem called Belated Homage to Derek Walcott. You made me think last night. Your lines about how people on those islands you evoke, as easily as blowing smoke, could not look down from high ground to the sea, or even see a cargo ship without fear of the worst, reminded me I still need the reminder, that my own ships and oceans linked a kinder imperium. Though free for generations, the crime's descendants are not free of that. The open water is for drowning in. Embarked now for the erstwhile ruling nations, the migrant's back still hears the spitting cat. He looks up through the grill at the least grin of condescension. Railway station porters, with one impatient word, rape teenage daughters. Terror invades perception when it gives that tinge of death to where your verse most lives, in the lost luxuriance of how you, growing up, were made to feel by history that your childhood was unreal, because the actual so usurped romance that even the sweet white of breaking waves, their stately bridal veils of spray, look startling as the bones of broken slaves, unsleeping infrastructure of the trance, the tourist brochures lovingly display, taking your time out of their time away. You made me think last night, but not today. Today I found out that a girl I know was bailed up by two little boys in hoods who claimed their hidden knives were not for show. She made a weapon of her front door key. They took off, no doubt short of worldly goods, through no fault of their own. They made me long to see them kicked and whipped. Don't get me wrong, where she lives, there are whites the same age, worse. But let's not kid ourselves. Race is a curse, and at a time like this, it curses me. To put it bluntly, I don't think at all. Terror invades perception. Reaction, ruled by what we first recall, enrolls an ethnic type without exception among the threats to life, as it must do even for you. Tell me that isn't so. Hand on your heart and say it isn't true. You made me think last night, how can I know your deepest wish is not for me to go to hell? Should I pretend I understand what it feels like before the burning sand and scalding water teach me how to die, day in, day out, under that pretty sky? Before I, too, can hear in the surf's roar the landlady's slam door, can see the lynch mob strutting with the gulls gathered among the hulls of yachts whose owners don't just patronize a raw colonial, but spurn my hand, and still would if it held the Nobel Prize, proof of my right to land, having sailed so far, and stranger yet, survived, a setting out from which so few arrived, and fewer still thrived on that further shore. I know, I should have thought of this before.